You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, friends, and we're going to continue on with the series on the Sabbath. That's Saturday, the seventh day of the week. We're going through the eight places in the New Testament where Sunday is mentioned and showing not one single instance, not one place, is it in the context of a day of worship, because it's not. Number six in the New Testament, John chapter 20, verse 9. Tells us on the first day of the week. Now this is late Sunday afternoon. The disciples were assembled behind shut doors. They're closed. They're hiding. They're scared. It tells us for the fear of the Jews. This is not a worship service. They're scared for their lives. They just saw their leader, their master, their Messiah murdered and put to death in their next. So they're hiding out. They had not believed the reports from the women that Jesus was risen. They were told this in Mark 16, verses 9 through 13. And they were worried that the authorities were going to break in, kick the doors down, accuse them of high treason and a crime, and arrest them, and crucify and kill them. And then Jesus reveals himself as the risen Lord, the Savior. And when he did this, when he showed himself to them, not once did he mention Sunday as the new day of worship, the day to now commemorate his resurrection. So quit keeping Sabbath and start keeping Sunday. Isn't it interesting that the people violate the Sabbath so they can say, well, I'm going to commemorate the day that Jesus was resurrected, even though there's no instruction in the Bible to do this, and plenty telling us not to do this. But so they violate what God does say, and then they keep man-made traditions on something that he doesn't say. All right, number seven in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 16:2. This is the famous concerning the collection for the saints, in verse 1. And people think, well, this is like a church service, and they're passing the plate to collect money for their brethren in Jerusalem. No, far from it. It's not a church service. In this context and the other scriptures, it reveals that Paul was raising a collection for needy believers in Jerusalem. Verse 3. Self-explanatory. That's during a time of hardship and shortages of food. Take a look at Acts 11, verses 27 through 30, and Romans 15, verses 25 and 26. Now, notice something carefully in 1 Corinthians. This phrase, on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, let everyone individually lay by him. The original Greek word means at home, not in a church service, not in a worship service, at home, in storage. In other words, it's work to go out and prepare and put up food. It's work to do this, and reveals that the believers were doing this at home. This was work. This wasn't passing the plate during a worship service, and Paul gave them orders for what they didn't normally do, to put food up in store, gather something up, see if you can sell it, take some money so that things can be bought. If not, put away some food. You ever put away food? Lots of work, folks. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.